Bechoros, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel 7:3, more aesthetic imperfections which make a person look not like a typical descendant of Aaron or Cohen, and therefore they're not fitting to the Avoda. Here we have Hecharum is puzzle. Now, what is Charum? The word Cherum means something like destroyed. So what is destroyed in this person? The whole Mishnah is really focusing on things around the eyes. It says Ezu Charum, what is the person who is the Charum? Hakochel Shte Einav Ka'achas. He has no bridge of his nose, meaning that he could take like eyeliner and go over both eyelids without going hitting the bridge of the nose. So the bridge of the nose is totally destroyed and absent, and that person is considered to be unusual looking to the point that he can't do the avoda. Now this is the shita according to Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara. The Chachamim say you don't have to have absolutely no nasal bridge, even if it's like sunken in, again to the point I guess that a child with no filter would say, hey mommy, look at that guy, he has, you know, sunken, looks funny because his nose is sunken so far. That would already be a problem, and that's the halacha. Then you also have Shtei Einav Lamala. If his two eyes are like too high up on his head, meaning, so to speak, like his orbitals, like the eye sockets, are kind of like where his forehead belongs, I guess. Or Shtei Einav Lamata, or his two eyes are very low down to the point that they kind of, his eye sockets are where his like cheeks belong, if you know what I mean. So that person looks so strange. Again, they can't do the avoda. Or Eino Achas Lamala Ve'Eino Achas Lamata. If he has one regular eye and one that goes too high, or one regular eye and one that goes too low, meaning the eye socket is low or high on the head, so his eyes are asymmetrical. He looks funny to the point that he can't do the avoda. Roes es hacheder ves halia ka'achas. Or if a person has eyes that are, I think what is commonly referred to as a cross eye, but the truth is it's called hypertropia. Hypertropia means that essentially, you know, the muscles of the eye are not strong, so one eye is like looks like it's looking up, and one's looking straight ahead. Okay, and the truth is, I assume if it would be the other around, you know, hypotropia, where it's looking down or to the side. Also, if it looks very strange, it would be the same kind of problem. But the Mishnah just says, if one eye is looking up and one is looking straight or down, that's a problem. Also, sake shemesh. Now, sake shemesh from the word like sukkah and schach. Means like to, you know, to cover or shade. The point is this person, he shades himself from the sun because his eyes are so sensitive he can't really like be exposed to direct sunlight. It's always like, you know, squinting or squeezing his eyes shut in the light. That person again looks peculiar to the point that he can't see avoda. Also the zugdos. Now with zugdos, the word comes from two words meaning like pair or double or twin. The word zug in Hebrew means a pair, and the word dos or dus means two in Latin, like uno, dos, you know, or due, whatever, a deuce in a card game, number two. So the point is, he isn't like paired up properly. So the primary example of this is heterochromia, where the two eyes are different colors. So he has a blue eye and a green eye, or a blue eye and a black eye, or whatever. So that looks very peculiar. But the truth is, really, any human beings have bilateral symmetry, right? All their, like, everything comes in pairs on the face and on the body, two ears, two eyes, two nostrils, two arms, two legs, and so on. So if a person would have anything that's very asymmetrical, right? He has like one eyebrow, not the other eyebrow, or one ear, not the other ear, or one arm is very long and one's very short. Any of those things that should be sort of basically the same and parallel, but they're not, that already would fall into the general category of zugdos. So again, the primary example is just even the eyes don't match because they're two different colors. And finally, the hatsiron. Hatsiron is someone whose eyes are especially watery. It's called epiphora. It means that, you know, essentially that his eyes don't drain properly, but the point is that his tear ducts. But the point is that like he's tearing all the time, excessive. It looks like he's crying all the time. There's water on his face, but that's not because he's crying. Again, that's going to be a problem. Finally, the Mishnah says Vishnashru Rise Einav Pasum Apne Maris Ha'ayin. This is something different. Here we're saying someone whose eyelashes have fallen out and just left like little stubs on his eyes where his eyelashes were, that person looks very unattractive. So that person's possible with a Maris Ayin. Now here, Maris Ayin does not mean the usual meaning of Maris Ayin. Elsewhere, Maris Ayin means sort of like what will people say? People will get the wrong idea when they look at him. That's not what's happening here. Here, Maris Ayin means literally means like the way he looks to the eye. So this person just, it's a purely rabbinic assessment of what is like so aesthetically unappealing that they shouldn't be doing the avoda, durabanan, and that's this guy's over here because his eyelashes have fallen out, left little stumps. He looks strange. that person shouldn't do the avoda, says the Chachamim. It's a din derabbanan. If he would do the avoda, he's not mavat l'natzei or lav. His avoda is kosher b'di'evad. But l'charchila, because he looks funny, very unusual, very unsightly, like and unattractive, that's maris ayin, he should not do the avoda.